News am Dean Batzorek. Montreal Halfway House is looking for a suspect who sexually assaulted two employees last July. According to the Montreal Gazette, the Anglophone suspect issued orders to the woman in English before he sexually assaulted both shortly after 10:30 p.m. on July 31st. The Sun Youth organization has offered a $5,000 reward for, quote, anyone with information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible, end quote. The men entered Sun Youth, a halfway house located in Tétreville district, and threatened the woman with a firearm, and he sexually assaulted them before he doused both women with pepper spray and fled on foot. The case is currently being investigated by the Montreal Police Sexual Assault Squad. Anyone with information is asked to call the Montreal Police Infocrime Line at 514-393-1133. There could be an automatic first-degree murder charge instated in the Canadian law for killings of Indigenous women. According to the National Post, Marion Buller, the Chief Commissioner of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, is recommending the justice system be tougher on people who commit crimes against Indigenous women, girls, and LGBT people, saying the government must prove their lives are valued. Speaking to the Senate Committee on Legal and Constitutional Affairs, which is studying Bill C-75, Buller said, quote, nothing less than that is going to protect the safety of Indigenous women, girls, and members of the 2S LGBTQIA communities, end quote. Currently, only the murders of prison employee and police officers result in an automatic first-degree charge under the criminal code. Despite concerns over the recommendation, Buller said the changes are to level the playing field in a society where crimes against Indigenous women are often treated more lightly than those against non-Indigenous people. Hollywood is striking against the state of Georgia after a controversial anti-abortion law has passed. On May 7th, Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed Bill 481 in Atlanta, banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks. The legislation would come into effect in January of 2020. According to CBC, in light of Bill 481, producers from Hollywood are boycotting the Peach State, and at least five companies say they won't shoot projects in Georgia unless the legislation is overturned. David Simon, the creator and executive producer behind the acclaimed series The Wire, said he cannot, quote, ask any of my female colleagues to work in a jurisdiction that limits their healthcare options and impairs their civil liberties, end quote. Director J.J. Abrams and Jordan Peele called the legislation, quote, draconian, and vowed to donate their producer fees to organizations fighting against the ban. Georgia is one of the most popular locations for Hollywood productions, with over 455 productions in the state in the last fiscal year. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cgla.com/news.
Patronato, you guys up on that yet?
Not up on those.
Patronato's new as well.
I am up on them. Oh, Patronato. Oh, yeah. My bad. Play this stuff all the time.
Thank you. Are you looking to advertise your upcoming event at an affordable price? CJLO's got you covered. From on-air ads to website banners and even live broadcasts, we got it all. Check out www.cjlo.com/advertise for more information and the ways we can help you promote your event. CJLO, we're getting louder.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
World music, interviews, new releases, community events, every Saturday from noon to 2 on CJLO 1690 AM with Kelly, Sugar Nene, and Mr. Lala. We travel all around the world. Check out Beat the World every Saturday from noon to 2.
And welcome to CJLO 1690. This is Concordia Music Zone Out. Welcome.
Hey, I'm Joseph here back.
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
It's been like, a month, right?
It's been so long. Like, I feel like I've forgotten.
Yeah, me too.
But no, there's just like a lot of things to catch up on. And I feel like it's almost, it doesn't feel right to catch up just yet because like Frank's not here.
He'll come back for like one week only and then
like I have no idea, like I don't even know, because it's just like he's trying to see all that he can see before he goes back
to
so
UK.
It's like one day he's free and then one day he's like guys, like, I'm like in like Texas and I was
something.
Like oh okay, that's not close.
Like if you see him on Instagram, he's like traveling on the entire like East Coast or like
so
entire,
I was like I guess he's not coming to radio
he can't come
but unless wherever he is the weather's great and he's having a great time. So
that's life, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's having a great time. But yeah, like I just got back from Toronto like on Saturday, so I'm still kind of
like jet lagged.
Not even jet lag, because there's no jet lag. It's just like I just feel out of my element because I was just like, oh, I went from like just being home and having plans and like a schedule, and then out of nowhere I got invited to Canadian Music Week, which is great. It was a lot of fun. And met a lot of people, but it was just like to kind of be taken out of your routine that you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this and that, and then.
So the entire month you were doing like some music business related things, or
well, for the week, just like, you know. That's but I mean, I was getting myself ready for like for festival season.
Oh, nice.
So, but that kind of just but I have to get back to it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got back and then I had to work like the next day, so I didn't get to sleep it off and get out of like, you know, vacation mode or whatever. But now I'm back.
We're just chilling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're done school, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Finals was hell.
Yeah.
To say the least, I guess. I mean, we survived. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, I usually have that same answer, but, you know, my situation is a little different.
Yeah, you have, like, one
in
class.
The music program. No, it's just the music program is not like that, so. But, yeah, I'll be back next semester, other side of the table with that.
And we'll have our new host, too, as well.
Pardon me?
Our new co-host.
Yeah, we're going to meet our new co-host. You're going to like her. She's cool.
Is it June, or?
You'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
Like, surprises are good, too, you know?
Yeah. Keep
you'll,
waiting,
you'll
I guess.
See. Trust me. But, yeah, so I was excited on the way over here. Because, Oh, I just realized something.
What up?
Why is the playlist, like, all shuffled? This is not what it was like when I came in here. Huh?
What's next, though?
I'm just, like, confused, like, why everything got messed up. It's so weird. Let me try again. This is, like, live technical difficulties. This is strange.
Please stand by.
Yeah, that's really weird. Okay. All right. What I'm going to do is just ask you about how your... how come your playlist wasn't submitted?
I actually forgot about it, we had a show today.
Gosh.
Do we have a show next week? It's
Joseph,
a holiday, right?
You are fired.
Oh man, gotta find a new job.
I just needed something to say during that dead period of time because I had to find the playlist, which I found it.
Hey.
So we're gonna try to air it from here. Yeah, that's better. Okay, so we're gonna go back with it. The first song that was playing, by the way, Joe Armand Jones is like the is a key player for Ezra Collective. Ooh. And he put out a song. Ezra Collective put out a new album like between last time we were on air and today. So they have a new album out. And it's like number one on like a jazz chart album. It's on the same chart as like Blue and Green, which is one of like Miles Davis' classic albums. Frank, Amy Winehouse's like best album ever. And like I was like, dang.
Damn, that's real stuff.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's pretty serious. Anyway, yeah, so that was his first song that's Go See on an album called We Out Here. I guess it's We Out You, because We Out Here doesn't
We Out You.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Yeah.
And then yeah. I guess that was it. Yeah. So I'm gonna play the next song. Why is the title there? It says it will be featuring Tony Morrell, but it says that in the title thing. Usually it's not like that.
Wait, when
everything is super funky today. What is going on
today?
Update,
I guess.
But it's on Spotify, it's their fault.
Yeah, it acts like that.
Oh well. All right, here we go. Wait.
For everyone there's a way. Each is unique with their own part to play. In every heart there's a place far from the maddening pace. Why not go there? Then you'll know where lies your soul.
City on the map, but let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back, hey, let me tell you about it. Man, fuck them niggas, I come back, hey, let me tell you about it. I wanna tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Cold outside and he say he got a gun. Niggas like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga, aware that the nigga is better. All my bitches pick of the litter, never bitter. Niggas is fake, they anime. Me, I never hate, get cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, bitch, eat the damn cake. Fuck good, nigga, we the man great. On the domino, then she take off all her clothes, nigga. You know how I go, made a piece of man wait. The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I leak the damn tape. Rest in peace, any nigga won't be secret. Sir, couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the wall, my nigga ride when I call. Got bitches all in my mind, fuck nigga black in my shine. I know the reason you feel the way, I know just who you wanna be. So every day I thank the man upstairs that I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick. Whoa.
Get the fuck off my dick.
Get off my dick. Whoa.
Get the fuck off my dick, nigga.
Get off my dick.
Bitch.
Whoa.
Get the fuck off my dick.
Get off my dick.
Fuck them niggas, I come home and I don't tell nobody. They getting temporary dough and I don't tell nobody. Lord, will you tell me if I change? I won't tell nobody. I wanna go back to Jermaine and I don't tell nobody.
This is the part that the thugs skip.
Young nigga never had love, you know. Foot massage, back rub shit. Blowing bubbles in the bathtub shit. That is until I met you. Together we done watched years go by. Seen the river, your tears go by. Got me thinking about some kids still. I tell them hoes come through. Get to know somebody and you really learn a lot about them. Won't be long before you start to doubt them. Tell yourself you're better off without them. Then in time you will find. Can't walk without them. Can't talk without them. Can't breathe without them. Came here together, you can't leave without them. So you walk back in, make a scene about them. On your Amory, it's just one thing about them. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more. No more. It's called love. Niggas don't sing about it no more. Don't nobody sing about it no more.
Nigga don't sing about this shit, nigga.
Put every nigga in the club singing.
To the window, to the wall. My nigga ride when I call. Got bitches all in my mind. Fuck nigga black in my shine. I know the reason you feel the way. I know just who you wanna be. So every day I thank the man upstairs that I ain't you and you ain't me. Get off my dick.
Put every nigga in the club singing.
Singing the song, yeah.
Got all the bitches in the club singing,
singing the song, yeah.
And all the mama let the kids singing,
singing the song, yeah.
The baby mamas and the mistresses,
the song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, yeah. Song, song, yeah.
The makeup. Why every rich black nigga gotta be famous? Why every broke black nigga gotta be brainless? That's a stereotype. Driven by some people up in aerial heights, here's a scenario. Young cold box is fat like Lil Terrio. Dreamville, give us a year, we'll be on every show. Yeah, fuck nigga, I'm very show. Fuck the rest, I'm the best nigga out. When I'm back home, I'm the best in the south. When I'm in LA, I'm the best in the west. You can test, I'ma stretch niggas out. Ooh, I'ma stretch niggas out. That go for all y'all if I left niggas out. This shit for everybody on my testicle. Please make sure you put the rest in your mouth, ho.
This shit from zero. Gonna have to pay the price. Chocolate and chili, what a dangerous combination. But I didn't take their advice. I didn't think twice. Chocolate and chili, chocolate and chili, yeah.
Are you looking to advertise your upcoming event at an affordable price? CJLO's got you covered. From on-air ads to website banners and even live broadcasts, we got it all. Check out www.cjlo.com/advertise for more information and the ways we can help you promote your event. CJLO, we're getting louder.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
World music, interviews, new releases, community events, every Saturday from noon to 2 on CJLO 1690 AM with Kelly, Sugar Nene, and Mr. Lala. We travel all around the world. Check out Beat the World every Saturday from noon to 2.
You're back to CJLO 1690 CMZO. You still tired?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we're going to play the next song. Out to Kelly, which is at 10,000 streams now on Spotify. Playlisted by Spotify. Played in over, how many countries was it? How much? Over
30 countries?
46 countries. And in over 50 cities. So sweet. That's really cool. Thanks, guys. Yeah, so this is Out to Kelly. We're going to play a bunch of Canadian music now because we have to go local. Soon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got to fill in that quota, too.
Exactly. So here we go. Out to Kelly.
Up in the bay, too. Look at how they try to change on me, but I made enough change to go and put a chain on me. Some people couldn't cut it like Kwame. They don't wanna see the drive they valet. I've been on a mission ever since I had a vision. Before I ever spoke French, I was still tryna parlay. The goal was light it up like a strobe light. I've been paying bills, I don't pay the pros no mind. The clock stopped ticking, I've been working on my own time. Watch the work dial up, and I ain't talking phone lines. I got a new dichotomy. I go high when the lows wanna bother me. I kick back and run game, no soccer team. That's a couple words to live by, young soccer team.
Yeah.
just quickly before we leave, this Saturday, well, last Saturday, the 11th, was the 1 year birthday of my album.
The album.
So, yeah, and that's about 9,000, 10,000 streams also.
Nice.
So, still pretty cool. Yeah, go check it out on Spotify, Sounds of a Seed, and my new song, Out to Kelly, by Aaliyah Guerra. Check it out.
Keep it.
Save it and follow me. That's what makes a big difference, because it's all free, so the least people can do is like
do
save
for the culture.
And follow. So yeah, and we'll check you guys next week, Monday at 4. All that good stuff. CJLO 1690. Yeah. Thanks. Bye. See ya. Bye. Got it good.
You're listening to